Welcome to the Unveiled Christ to the World broadcast with Reverend Judith Ann Glass. For over 40 years, the prophetic ministry of Brother and Sister Glass have gone around the world bringing the living Word of God to multiply thousands of people. Get ready to receive a fresh message of faith and hope that will bring you into new dimensions of the love of God. You can be that overcomer God has called you to be as you behold Him, the Unveiled Christ, in all of His matchless glory. Listen now to the whole Word for the whole man to the whole world, ministered in the power and anointing of God's Holy Spirit.
You don't have any problem that a miracle from God can't solve. Greetings, radio family. This is Sister Judith, and I praise God for this time we're able to spend together. If you're a new listener, we welcome you in Jesus' name, and we're heard on this station every day, Monday through Friday at the same time. And I want to encourage your hearts today. We're living in very difficult times. And if anything, we need to experience the reality of God's presence in our life as never before. We need to be assured of His love. You, brother and sister, need to know how deeply the Lord is committed to you in your personal life, in your day-to-day walk. And sometimes, as we look at our own lives, the circumstances in which we find ourselves, we may think of ourselves as tremendously insignificant in the whole scheme of things. You know, we're just one little small believer, and we're not, in our estimation, doing any great things for Christ. But God does not look upon it that way. It is He that plans a course for our lives, a destiny for our lives, and the adventure and the joy of the Christian life is to discover what those purposes are. But there is not one life, not one destiny that is insignificant in God's plan. It all beautifully fits together. Now, will we understand it fully in this life? I think not. But one day we will see the beautiful symmetry, the amazing complexity and interrelationship of our lives, of the calling He has placed on all of us. And so, regardless of your feelings, how you might view yourself, God finds you infinitely loving and wonderful. Because why? You're His child. Are there rough edges? That's true on all of us. But He's working to accomplish and to perfect everything that concerns us. And so I want you to know, even though there may be great trials you're going through in your life right now, and from the letters that come in or the emails that I receive, I know that's true. My heart sometimes just breaks. I shed tears for those who are going through such difficult times, their faith being so tried, as if this present world situation that we're experiencing and living in right now is not enough. Yet we can be of good cheer, because God is ever present with us, and we're not to be dismayed or shocked over the fiery trials that would try us, but we know that God will make a way in the wilderness. He'll cause springs to flow forth in the desert place, a roadway in the wilderness. And so I want to encourage your heart, and as God has led me these last several broadcasts, the importance of fellowship with God, the importance of relying on the power of the Holy Spirit, and being a full gospel ministry, if you will. God was gracious to preserve me from all the denominational barriers and differences that are existent in the body of Christ. I simply walked in the world for 10 years, and when I got saved, I was placed under a ministry that just followed the Word of God, and that was Unveiled Christ Ministries back in 1973, when a bunch of us came having heard the Unveiled Christ to the World broadcast. And so, therefore, God has been very gracious to me in that I have simply been raised up under the ministry of my husband spiritually, as so many have been, and based simply on the Word of God. And so whenever I share anything with you in terms of your own background or experience or religious convictions, it is never to bring controversy or argument. If at any time say anything that you don't agree with or feel is contrary to what you believe or your opinion, then my best word of encouragement to you is that we must all be willing to be teachable and to seek God and to look into His Word, of the Word of God, and to see and study to show ourselves approved unto God, that we can understand the things of God's Word. You know, there's a beautiful psalm that I've always loved. Psalm 133, "Behold, how good and how pleasant it is for brethren to dwell together in unity. It is like the precious ointment upon the head that ran down upon the beard, even Aaron's beard that went down to the skirts of his garment." It talks about the unity of believers, the unity of the body of Christ. It is as the precious ointment and the precious anointing oil which Aaron and the priests of God were anointed with. It's compared to the anointing of the Holy Spirit. And how can we relate to this in New Testament times? Well, if you remember, I want to go back to the Gospel of John. Jesus was preaching on that last day, the great day of the feast. He hadn't been put in bonds yet. And he said, "If any man thirst," this is in John the 7th chapter, verse 37, "let him come unto me and drink. He that believeth on me, as the scripture has said, out of his belly or innermost being shall flow rivers of living water." Verse 39, the King James Version, which is my Bible, "But this spake he of the Spirit, which they that believe on him should receive, for the Holy Ghost was not yet given, because that Jesus was not yet glorified." Now, while reading that in a service or you know a quick reading of that, we may not fully understand it until we see what Jesus did when he appeared to his disciples. And this was after he had been crucified, he rose from the dead, and then he appeared to his disciples. And it in verse 19, chapter 20 of that same gospel in John, Jesus appeared to his disciples when they were assembled together. He stood in the midst and said to them, "Peace be unto you." And they were glad when they saw the Lord. And in verse 22 of chapter 20, the Gospel of John, he said, "And when he had said this, 'Peace be unto you, as my Father has sent me, even so I send you,' when he said this, he breathed on them and saith unto them, 'Receive ye the Holy Ghost.'" This was when they were born again. And beloved, when we are willing to receive Jesus as our Savior, when we turn from a life of sin and doing our own thing, when we come to Him and ask Him to be our Savior and Lord of our life, we are then born again. That's what Jesus was talking about when he spoke with Nicodemus. He said, "Unless a man be born again, you can't enter the kingdom of heaven." He spoke many things which seemed to be a mystery, but when you have the understanding, when you are born again, the Holy Spirit which dwells in our spirit gives us spiritual wisdom and understanding and clarity of things that the natural man could not receive. Why is that so? Because they're spiritually discerned. However, even when he said this to them, what is recorded in the chapters of Acts, when that first opens, the Acts of the Apostles, which is really the Acts of the Holy Spirit through the Apostles, Jesus said to them, when they were assembled together, he said, "John truly baptized with water, but ye shall be baptized with the Holy Ghost not many days hence." Now just think about this. He's speaking to his disciples. He breathed on them before he was seen of them 40 days after his resurrection. He said, "Receive ye the Holy Ghost." He is now saying something different. He said, "John truly baptized with water, but you are going to be baptized with the Holy Ghost not many days hence." Verse 8, "But in chapter 1 of Acts, you shall receive power after that the Holy Ghost is come upon you, and you shall be witnesses unto me both in Jerusalem, in all Judea, in Samaria, and unto the uttermost part of the earth." This is the Great Commission. He has spoken this to them, his disciples who walked with him, lived with him, and to every disciple in the hundreds of years that have passed since that time. And so there's a distinction, if you will be honest, in the scriptures as you search them, to see there is the new birth which comes when we believe our spirit man is born again, our spirit is quickened, we are made alive, and then there's the Holy Ghost coming upon us. That is what the full gospel circles, if you will, talk about, the baptism of the Holy Spirit. And we can trust the Lord that he knew what he was saying. He had a reason for doing that. In Luke 11:13, Jesus said, "If ye then, being evil, know how to give good gifts unto your children, how much more shall your heavenly Father give the Holy Spirit to them that ask him?" So there's an indication that we have a responsibility, and that is to ask for the precious Holy Spirit. Peter said it in the second chapter of Acts, verse 39, "For the promise is unto you and to your children and to all that are afar off, even as many as the Lord our God shall call." The promise of the Holy Spirit, the baptism of the Holy Spirit, is not only to them and their children, but to all afar off, geographically at that same time, as well as in the times to come, the generations following up to the present day in which we are living. And so, beloved, my burden is that we understand what it means to walk in the Spirit of the Holy Spirit, to walk in the Spirit of life that God has promised to us in that eighth chapter of Romans. And so, while I'm laying review as well as introduction, my heart is that we all shall hunger for more and more of the Lord in our daily lives, that we can be all who God has called us to be and fulfill his plan for our lives. Well, my time has flown, and we will pick up tomorrow at this same time. I invite you to tune in then. Should you ever wish to rehear, or if you miss a broadcast, please feel free to go to our website, unveilchrist.org, and you click on the broadcast, and you may listen anytime at your convenience. I do invite you to write and share your prayer needs. The announcer will give our contact information. Until tomorrow, this is Sister Glass saying, may God's best forever be yours, is my prayer.
You're listening to the Unveiled Christ to the World broadcast. Thank you for joining us. You're invited to write Sister Glass at P.O. Box 577, Caldwell, Idaho. 83606 is the zip code. That's Post Office Box 577, Caldwell, Idaho. 83606 is the zip code. You're also invited to visit our website, unveiledchrist.org. You can learn more about Unveiled Christ there, as well as email Sister Glass. Again, that's unveiledchrist.org. And please remember as you write that your prayers for this ministry are greatly valued, and your tax-deductible gifts of support enable us to keep this radio program on the air. Thank you for joining us today. Until next time, God bless.